Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Vaginoplasty.
Yes.
Rhinoplasty.
Yes.
Laryngoplasty.
Yes.
Woo! What do you think, Kathy? It's
Kathy
goodness. Barnett. I thought Dan was I thought Dan was playing a trick on me. I'm not even kidding you.
I'm just thinking as I'm listening, like, oh my God. Like, literally, I'm not blaspheming when I call his name. It's just another sign of the degradation, the intentional degradation of our culture. Like, that's ridiculous. How is that art? Just because you can say it, because you can do it, we're supposed to applaud it. That's ridiculous. Hence the reason why California, Hollywood is on fire right now, because it's just tremendous filth.
Oh, my. It's a Netflix narco musical. So, see, I thought it was actually like, you know, when you watch some of these shows about drug dealers, like the back in the day, The Sopranos. You know what I mean? If they did The Sopranos today, it would probably be Tony Soprano and his consigliere trying to get a change-a-roo. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, not for nothing. Can you get me a new thing?
Not
you know
the thing. I really hate my wife.
But I mean, it's
all about, you know, how can I shock and awe?
Yeah.
Shock and awe, right? There's no substance. How can we push the envelope and we'll call that art? And if you don't like it, then you're a rube. And it's not that far of a leap from how, you know, for the reason why California is on fire right now. We're going more than 2 weeks into this fire, and most of these fires are not even 50% contained. I'm looking at some that are 0% contained, like the LaGuardia one just popped up this week. You have the right there on the border, there's another fire. Right there in San Diego that just popped up is 0% contained because it's just the illogic, right? There's no logic. There's no reason for something like this, you know, for such a musical, just like there's no logic in some of the policies we've had to endure for the past 4 years.
Well, I mean, to your point about the tragedy that's happening with the deadly fires, I think it shows you why what people are distracted with. In other words, leaders even have become distracted with this kind of thing rather than focused on real policies. And in California, for example, the big allegation is mismanagement. Even their poor fire commissioner and fire chief speaking out against the mayor, getting in trouble, and just talking about having no water. And so instead of focusing on things like, you know, their job, they're focused on what I would say are just distractions that are more personal issue.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of distractions, just like that musical. It's a distraction. It does nothing. But, oh, no, it's free speech. And somehow if we can talk about penises and vagina, that makes us more free. No, it doesn't. It's a degradation. It's an intentional decline and demoralization of our culture. And it, as you said, it's just a huge distraction. Like, again, going back to these L.A. fires, the more I read about it, I mean, like the L.A. fire.
Oh, no.
DEI. I'm sorry.
No, we're back.
We lost you for one sec.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But, you know, I mean, but kind of like, you know, the more I read into this L.A. fire, it is just, again, it's just useless mismanagement. It's just a dereliction of duty, not just by the politicians, but by the voters who are endlessly distracted with micro battles, right? They're not even real battles. Like, you know, say vagina and penis and, you know, you're more free. Like, that's useless. But I was looking at it. So you had the DEI hire mayor, Karen Bass, who cut the L.A. Fire Department's budget by $17 million. Mm-hmm. But then with their limited resources, they hire a DEI head for the fire department who's making almost $400,000 a year. And when you look at her, she has this this perpetual quizzical look on her face, like, I don't even know why I'm here. I'm black and I'm gay, right? I mean, three of the top people at the LA fire department are lesbian women. Now, what percent of the population in California is lesbian women? Why is there such an overrepresentation of lesbian? I guess I'm doing both lesbian and women, but why is there such a, you know, just a high concentration and over representation on something that really doesn't matter to the people who have lost their lives and their livelihoods and their homes?
I don't know. I would have to research this, but imagine if I came into my job every single day and talked about my hardware, if you will. You know what I mean? And that's, so I don't think all of those individuals do. I think actually some of them are wonderful and just are there to do their jobs. And, but for those individuals who constantly talk about their gender or their hardware, they should just talk about the job, you know? I do want to get to the,
I do want to get
to the March for Life in DC. I know JD Vance will address everybody there, and we off the top, Kathy, at 10 o'clock, we talked about those pardons for people. But I believe that President Trump just spoke, as you know, as we talk about these disasters, he's first with the First Lady there in North Carolina. So this is breaking news. Let's listen in.
Everybody thought I was going to California. I said, no, I'm stopping in North Carolina first because they've been abused by what's happened. I mean, it's terrible. It should have been done. It should have been. A lot of things should have happened that didn't happen. So we're here. We're going to fix it out. We're working with the gentlemen behind me, and you know who they are, and we're going to fix it. And we're going to fix it as fast as you can. It's a massive amount of damage. FEMA has really let us down, let the country down. And I don't know if that's Biden's fault or whose fault it is, but we're going to take over and we're going to do a good job. We're going to assign Mr. Whatley, who's fantastic, frankly, and the governor and everybody else that's going to work. We're going to supply the money, supply a lot of the money. Maybe you have to chip in something. You'll chip in a little something, like maybe 25% or whatever. But we're going to get it done as quickly as we can. And we want to take care of the people of North Carolina. It's so interesting. Everybody's talking about California, and that's a mess. But I said, I'm not going to California until I stop in North Carolina. So here we are. We're going to go visit the site, and we're going to work with probably three of the congressmen, Republican congressmen, who've been fantastic, whose areas have been affected, and with Michael Whatley, the governor, and whoever else is, you know, we decide to get involved. Probably less FEMA, because FEMA just hasn't done the job. And we're looking at the whole concept of FEMA. I like, frankly, the concept when North Carolina gets hit, the governor takes care of it. When Florida gets hit, the governor takes care of it, meaning the state takes care of it. To have a group of people come in from an area that don't even know where they're going in order to solve immediately a problem is something that never worked for me. But this is probably one of the best examples of it not working. You don't got skill,
you a gimmick, Andy. So I do want to point out that what the president, part of what he's talking about is that in North Carolina, that death toll topping is well over 133 people in North Carolina. When have you seen headlines? I was trying to look that up. When have you seen headlines focusing on people suffering in North Carolina just this past week? Horrible storms, unusually cold weather, snow, ice, etc., that these storm victims are facing. And what he's pointing out is very true, that we see all the California coverage of the fires, which is horrible, but we don't see that equal coverage for North Carolina. Why is that? We'll talk about all of this as we move forward.
We continue on with Kathy Barnett.
Can we continue with Kathy?
Yeah, no, we're good to go.
I was looking over at you. Kathy, you know, just to his point that he's making, North Carolina first, they've been suffering much longer with regards to the hurricanes, then headed out west to try to help people there. But people there are suffering. I haven't seen a whole lot of coverage of what, you know what I mean?
Yes, I absolutely know what you mean. And during the height of the North Carolina right after all of the flooding and everything that happened. I mean, we started getting reports and confirmations, if you recall, and if your listeners recall, of FEMA intentionally not providing certain types of assistance, or some of the people that were flown in were intentionally being told, you know, not to be as helpful as they could have been to those particular people. And a lot of people started surmising it was because these are Trump voters. I remember that very well, just like I remember, you know, during COVID, there were people, I mean, it was a very literal push that if you didn't get the jab, then you shouldn't, if you get sick, you shouldn't be allowed to get a hospital bed. These things really did happen. And although out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people, it is very real. It impacts people's lives. And I'm grateful to see Donald Trump not be deaf to that, but to be very aware of that and to make a very conscious decision to be vocal about that. I, like most people, I'm willing to forgive and move on, but we need to right some wrongs and we need to air it out and make sure that we understand what we have all been living through these past 4 years. And quite frankly, much of what Californians, unfortunately, are enduring is self-inflicted.
Yeah, I mean, so when we look at North Carolina, I was just looking up the coverage. It's incredible. Even the New York Times, they're covering Trump going there, but they focus on the California wildfires and not on the suffering, which is why a lot of people in North Carolina say they feel forgotten. So my sister was down there with her church group, you know, and so I was getting more news from my sister. You know what I mean? Than any place, because they're just back in, especially October, you couldn't get information about what was happening.
I mean, you're absolutely right, Dawn. I mean, no one even talks about what happened in North Carolina. It's as if it never happened. And I understand so much has happened. No one is even talking about the terrorist attack in New Orleans any longer. We are just being conditioned as a people to become hardened. And to become a little bit desensitized to the very real misery that Americans are suffering. How long has it been drilled in our head that there is a war going on in Ukraine? And yet here in America, to your point, no one's even talking about what just happened in North Carolina or New Orleans.
Yeah, it's a great point. Hey, before we get, Kathy, to the D.C. march and all of that, can I take a little detour? I saw that you had the day that those DEI initiatives were happening, and it was a 5 p.m. deadline, the executive orders that said all of those DEI departments would be basically suspended with the intent to fire people. And I saw that you had, I think I retweeted it, that you had put out on social media, how will they know? How will they know who's, and will they, you know, will then they fire all the black women or the ladies, or what's going to happen here? So did you think that the DEI, that executive order was too much of a broad brush? Did you worry about that? Or was, you know, can you take me through that day?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually trying to find it right now. Here it is. I just found it. And here is the order from the president. And I'm looking at the second paragraph, I think is in the second paragraph. Steps to close agency DEIA in light of the office. Hold up. Let me just see.
The executive order.
I did not. Right. I was reading the actual order, and it mentioned, you know, just the devastation of what race-based DEI has done to our nation. And I agree. No black person, no person has been more vocal against DEI and CRT and all of these other initiatives than I have. I've been very vocal rejecting it. I have always believed, and I've always been very vocal from day one when everyone else was silent about it, that, you know, I mean, remember what Martin Luther King Jr. said. We want to judge people not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. And as a result of that, I was firmly against DEI. And yet, when this particular and so I agree with the president that we should get rid of affirmative action, that we should get rid of DEI, CRT, and all of that foolishness. However, when the executive order came out, and I can't find it right now because I'm rushing trying to put my finger on it, but it said about, you know, it only focused on race. And that the race aspect of DEI has done tremendous damage to our country. And so what I was doing, which is what I always mm-hmm. do, whether people appreciate it or not, is that I put a spotlight on, wait a minute, words matter. Let's just make sure that we yeah. are being very, and I did it kind of in a funny way,
yes.
like, wait, what? How would you know, right? Are you going to just get rid of all women, all black people? Or are we going to, you know, because all black people are not in their position because of DEI. Believe it or not, for many, you know, just because you see a black pilot, I know that there's been a lot of joking about that, like, oh, mm-hmm. I don't feel safe any longer. But, you know, black people are competent mm-hmm. people as well. So we want to be very nuanced about it, and we don't want to fall into the trap that will certainly be picked up by the left to mm-hmm. to fan flames of fear in certain population of people that Republicans hate all people of color or whatever the case mm-hmm. may be. So anyway, it's my attempt to say, wait a minute, let's be very clear that, and it's a fact, and I've looked at the numbers, I've done the studies on it, that it wasn't it's not black people who actually benefit the most from affirmative action or from DEI. It's another segment of mm-hmm. people who actually benefit the most from these programs, and that these programs they use the history of this nation to extort opportunities and benefits to accrue to themselves. And so that's what you see with these particularly white liberals. They don't care about black people, but they don't mind using the history of this nation to try to extort opportunities for themselves. And that has been the reality whenever they come and say, oh, I want to help you black people, is that they don't actually help us. Mm-hmm. They actually harm us.
Yes. Well, and I wanted to get to, and I think one of the, remember when you were running for Senate, and it was the D.C. March for Life, and we had talked that day. You had told your incredible and beautiful story, but I wanted to get your reaction to these pardons that were just issued. Some of the people pardoned, I know some of the most profile, the Jersey lady, Mrs. Bell, Joan Bell, 76-year-old grandmother behind bars, and they're, I mean, most of these people are moms. The men are grandfathers, and some of them are elderly and senior citizens. I think the one lady, she is an African-American lady who I just retweeted. Now I can't find the tweet.
Evelyn Williams.
Evelyn, thank you. Beverly.
Evelyn, yes. Beverly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I actually have the moment here, Donna. Okay. Take a watch on video, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, when Bevelyn got to see her family again for the first time.
Look at mama. Look at mama. Look at us.
I just love that raw emotion.
She says, I'm home.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I probably watched that like 5 or 6 times. I followed Beverly's story. And talk about, you know, the Biden administration, AOC, all of these Democrats, they're, you know, fiending over the fact that, quote unquote, we're separating children from their parents if they're illegal. But here you have a black woman who has been separated from her children and her husband for many, many months now. And what was her crime? Standing outside of an abortion center praying for the people who are going in to murder their own children and praying for our nation. And as a result of that, the Biden administration had no problem separating this mother from her children. And so this video is so heartwarming because she just grabs her daughter and just begins to lavish her with kisses and bouncing her. I'm just so, again, I'm so grateful that Donald Trump has gotten in office and he has not forgotten the people who have suffered the most over these past 4 years, because it's no small thing what we have endured as a people, you know, being labeled, you know, FBI coming to your home, raiding you, raiding your home with guns drawn. That was Hawk.
Mark Hawk, Henry.
Yeah, right. I mean, like they just bust into his home with helicopters overhead and you know, guns drawn. I mean, we have endured a lot. And by the grace of God, we survived. And now we have Donald Trump in office. And I'm grateful that Donald Trump is making good on many of the promises that he had made to his constituents, his most faithful part of his base. I'm very grateful to see this.
So, Kathy Barnett, what's coming up on the Kathy Barnett Show tomorrow?
We are having a blast, Dawn. 10 a.m. Saturday. Put it on your clock right now on your phone. Set the alarm. 10 a.m. Tune in to me here, right here on the number one talk radio station, WPHT. Yay! And we're going to be talking. I have a number of guests coming in. I mean, I really want to talk about these wildfires. We're up to seven wildfires now in California. None of them have been contained fully. And this is now going over 2 weeks long. I'm going to talk about these policies because I don't, I mean, you know, you got to put it in people's face. If you change the way you think, Democrats, you will change the policies that even allows for such a thing to happen. 2 weeks later, we're still talking about this fire that's raging all throughout California and destroying lives. We're also going to talk about, you know, just, I mean, Donald Trump has been on a tear of just going through and undoing many of the devastating effects of the Biden administration. We're going to also talk about, you know, Donald Trump and Tom Holman. They're rounding up these illegals. Another 85 of them were just captured, and they're being escorted out of the country. So we're going to have some subject matter experts on tomorrow talking about that. We're going to have a very jam-packed hour. So I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Kathy Barnett. Kathy Barnett Show tomorrow, 10 a.m. Until next time. Have a great Friday, Kathy.
Thank you, Don.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.